Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. It's 7:36 here in Morning Ireland and it's time for sport. Tribesman Darren Frahill joins us from Galway now.
Good morning, Keane. Yeah, coming live to you from the Dexcom Stadium, home of Connacht Rugby, checking in with the provinces, the Irish provinces, ahead of the run into the end of the season. Connacht play their final home game of the season this Saturday. Must win if they're to keep and have any chance of making the playoffs alive. We'll meet a very special guest in a moment, but just some sports headlines. What a game in the Premier League last night. Aston Villa came from 2 goals down with 5 minutes to go to draw with Liverpool 3-3. That point has put them within touching distance of a place in the Champions League for the very first time. If Tottenham fail to beat Manchester City tonight, well, Villa will be confirmed as one of the top 4 teams. Great news for League of Ireland side Shelburne. Dublin City Council granting the club a 250-year lease for Talca Park. Irish internationals James Ryan, Hugo Keenan are fit and available for the Leinster game against Ulster this weekend, and a timely return not just for that very big game against Ulster but also the Champions Cup final, which is the following week. Richie Murphy has been confirmed as the Ulster permanent head coach. He'd been in there on an interim basis for the last 2 months. The former Irish under 21 boss has agreed a 2-year deal. And on the subject of rugby, I'm joined by one of the Connacht leaders, Jack Carty, out half. Delighted to have you here this morning. How are you feeling?
Great, Darren. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be on a sunny day in Galway.
Massive weekend ahead. How big is it for you guys?
Yeah, I suppose it's as big as it gets. You know, those aspects of the game of the weekend that we were disappointed about, but I think in terms of getting back to Dexcom, I suppose we're treating it as a cup final, as we said already, and with the kind of senior players who've been here and given a lot of service, it kind of builds it for a massive game.
Yeah, going to be a tough one though, isn't it?
They all are. I think if we can kind of brush up on one or two of the areas that we had at the weekend, there was lots of glimpses of good in it. But yeah, it's going to be a massive challenge. Obviously, they're packed with South African internationals right across the park. But, you know, with the day that's in it, I think that if we look after our stuff, we'll be in a very good place.
This season, it probably hasn't gone according to plan. I know earlier, back in January, you know, just getting pipped in a few tight games. The Leinster one actually stands out here in my mind. You know, it was a game you had won and you lost at the death, really. But what has happened since then, Jack, in terms of your form? The inconsistency probably has held you back.
Yeah, I think, look, the Leinster game is one. There's two other games where we kind of got pipped at the last minute, and I think the makeup of what the league table would look like would be very different if we'd held on. But I think you can't, I suppose, be thinking about that too much. I think if we, you know, get a win this weekend, it'll put us right into that playoffs positions where we wanted to be come the end of the season. So we're really just focused on that in terms of the consistency piece. It's something that we're all pushing in terms of players ourselves, trying to get better. And then as a, I suppose, organization and coaching staff, they're trying to do that as well. So, you know, if you keep doing them small little things every day, I think that's where you'll end up getting to eventually where you want to be.
We are sitting here in the Clan Stand, which isn't going to be for long more. It's coming down in a week or two, but we're looking out across Galway Bay. It's a beautiful morning here in the west. How long have you been with this province, Jack? This is your home province?
Must be nearly 15 years since I started coming in. I remember I saw a photo on the Connacht page yesterday down at the Bohermore end there. When I was a kid, we watched Connacht Toulon, and I saw the Clan Stand being built then. So it's going to be strange when that's taken down in the next few weeks. So it's all exciting, and I think it's great for the people who work in Connacht, but also the fans and the people from Connacht, that they'll have a purpose-built stadium that they'll be proud of.
What does this club mean to you?
Yeah, I suppose, look, it's been I've been institutionalised nearly at this stage. I've been here for almost half my life, similar to the likes of Tiernan, who'll be playing his last home game this weekend. I think, it's a way of life, really, in terms of what we've all known from since a young age. So, it'll be a strange one when the day eventually comes that I finish up. And I know T's been speaking about that quite a bit.
Yeah, well, good luck against Stormers this weekend. Jack Carty joining us live here on Morning Ireland. We'll be talking to the Connacht head coach, Pete Wilkins, in the next hour in the programme. Before I go, the Irish men's cricket team face Pakistan in their third T20 international later. The sides locked one win apiece, and the series will be decided in Clontarf. 3 o'clock start. The match is a sellout. I'll talk to you later on.